In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. There's a beautiful depiction on an altarpiece that is housed in a museum in Florence, Italy. The painting is entitled The Adoration of the Magi, and it's painted by Gentile da Fabriano in the year 1423. I often think of this painting whenever we celebrate the Feast of the Epiphany, because it is truly a beautiful depiction of this feast that we are celebrating today. In this painting, the three magi, with their very large retinue that is behind them in the background, are decked out in fine clothing of jewels and pearls and gold, and they are bearing their gifts as they approach the Christ child, who is seated on his mother Mary's lap, with Saint Joseph quietly standing in the background. And the three magi are all wearing crowns on their heads, except for one, who is kneeling down in adoration of the Christ child. This wise man has taken the crown off of his head, and he has placed it at the feet of the infant King of Kings. And the little infant Savior is placing his tiny hand on the head of the wise man, giving him a blessing. This painting depicting the visit of the Magi to the Christ child encompasses so much that surrounds the beautiful mystery of our feast today, the Feast of the Epiphany, a word that means a manifestation or a revelation. The fact that these three Magi, clothed in great riches and crowned with crowns on their heads and bearing these expensive gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh, as they kneel down in adoration of the Christ child in that small cave in Bethlehem amidst the animals, this communicates the reality that the riches and the things and the pleasures of this world do not truly fulfill us. They do not truly make us happy. But it is only God who truly fulfills us. In addition, the Magi, who represent the pagan nations, the authority of leaders, and the wise, paying homage to Christ, this shows that all authority, all power, honor, kingship, and wisdom find their perfection in Jesus Christ. Fulton Sheen, in speaking of the mystery of Christmas and of the Epiphany, says these words: "One night there went out over the stillness of an evening breeze, out over the white chalk hills of Bethlehem, a cry, a gentle cry. There were only two classes of men who heard the cry that night, shepherds and wise men. Shepherds, those who know they know nothing. Wise men, those who know they do not know everything. The shepherds found their shepherd, and the wise men discovered wisdom. And the shepherd and the wisdom was a babe in a crib." The arrival of the Magi from the east to the manger where the Christ child lay shows to us that the revelation, the manifestation of Christ, was not meant for just one group of people. Christ is not only meant for the poor or the ignorant or the rich or the wise or the learned, but Christ is meant for all, as he is the King of all nations, the King of all peoples, through his work of salvation upon the cross. And we as Christians have the duty, have the call to make Christ known, especially to those who do not know him because of sin or ignorance. When Christ is revealed to us, and whenever we enter into that relationship of faith with him, that relationship of love with him, we of course cannot remain unchanged, but rather we are changed out of love for God because of his great love towards us manifested in his coming to us as a human being so that he could mount the cross and suffer and die for our sins. In the gospel, we are told that the Magi bring treasures to the Christ child. That those gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh, as prophesied by the prophet Isaiah. Tradition holds that the gold, a symbol of royalty, represents the kingship of Christ. The frankincense, which was used in temple worship to God, and as we still use to this very day, frankincense represents the divinity of Christ. And finally, the myrrh, a burial ointment, represents the humanity of Christ, especially his death, in which he defeated sin and death once and for all. But the gifts that are given to Christ by the Magi not only represent who Christ is, but they also signify the gifts that we ought to present to the good God, to Christ, in our daily lives. St. Gregory the Great points this out in one of his homilies, and he explains the gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh in relation to us, as he says, "Gold is the wisdom of Christ, which shines in us. Frankincense is the prayer and the adoration that we give to him. And myrrh is our daily self-sacrifices." The example of the Magi coming to reverence the Christ child shows us what we ought to do in our own Christian lives, in our daily living, especially in a world that is so steeped in atheism and anti-religion, a world that mocks God and his laws, a world that hates Jesus Christ. It's not just a matter of seeing the Star of Bethlehem, as it were, admiring it from a distance, but we must follow the star of faith, which leads to true happiness and to union with our greatest and dearest friend, who is Jesus Christ himself. It isn't a matter of just acknowledging the gifts that are given to Christ by the Magi, but by giving him our own gifts, surrendering our very lives to him out of love and reverence to him, surrendering all of our trials and our burdens, and bringing to him our joys and our thanksgivings. We cannot be nominal Catholics, Catholics in name only, who passively live out our faith, but it must be a living, active, joy-filled faith, even during those times when the cross might be quite heavy, those times maybe where we don't experience or feel much joy within our hearts, as we know is a part of the ordinary way of Christian life. There are going to be times where we're not going to feel that joy in our hearts. Our world is in such great and dire need of Christians who are the salt of the earth, who courageously let the light of Christ shine within their hearts and are those stars of Bethlehem. Instead of just sitting on the sidelines complaining about how the world is or how people are living their lives, or worse, having an apathy towards our faith in Christ, which makes us nominal Catholics but atheists in practice. If we're just going through the motions of our Catholic faith, but we're not truly striving to have a relationship with Jesus Christ, who's truly present in this tabernacle, our Lord and Savior, who came for us to show us his great love for us by coming to us as a child and mounting the cross and suffering and dying for our salvation, we're just going through the motions of our faith without striving to have a true personal relationship with Christ. We are nominal Catholics, and we are atheists in practice. We must imitate the Magi, who come to adore the Christ child, he who is the only path to the eternal Father. As we celebrate this glorious feast of the Epiphany, we come to pay homage and to give adoration to Christ, who draws us to himself by the star of faith and by the light of wisdom. At this Holy Mass today, let us bring to Christ, who allowed himself to be placed in a manger, a feeding trough for animals, in order to show us that he is indeed the bread from heaven, the bread of life. So let us bring our intentions that we have in our hearts, especially for this new year. And at the beginning of this new year, I'm sure that many of us have made resolutions as to how to make changes in our lives, which is certainly well and good. But let us not forget to make a resolution, the most important of resolutions, to change our lives of faith and to grow in our relationship with Christ each and every day. Let us, on this Feast of Epiphany, let us be like the Magi, to come in love and in reverence of Christ, to adore him, he who is the infant king. Let us unite with him in a fervent and devout Holy Communion, bringing our gifts to him and resolving to conform our own hearts to his Sacred Heart. I'd like to end with a quote that comes from Pope Benedict XVI in a homily that he gave on the Feast of the Epiphany 2013. Pope Benedict gives us these beautiful words. Let us learn from the wise men from the East. These were also, and above all, men of courage, the courage and humility born of faith. Courage was needed to grasp the meaning of the star as a sign to set out, to go forth towards the unknown, the uncertain, on paths filled with hidden dangers. We can imagine that their decision was met with mockery, the scorn of those realists who could only mock the daydreams of such men. Anyone who took off on the basis of such uncertain promises, risking everything, could only appear ridiculous. But for these men, for these Magi, inwardly seized by God, the way which he pointed out was more important than what other people thought. For them, seeking the truth meant more than the taunts of the world. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.